All right, we're ready to go.
Okay. Back in session. Out of executive. No decisions made. Next on the agenda is Roku issues.
Okay, I think the paving is gonna commence this week over there. As soon as Tom finishes in Sunderland, he's planning on landing over there and getting started. Depending upon what happens with the access road, he may just base coat it to start with, which I told him is fine, because it'll be smooth, you know, his base coat is as smooth as his finish coat.
Yeah.
You know, and then if, but there's a big project to do on the lower end of the access road, a big culvert. And I'm not even sure if Windhall's got done bidding that out yet, so. He said it's all gonna depend on how that goes, but he said, I don't wanna hold you guys up, so he said, if that looks like it's gonna be way out, I'll just go up and finish you guys, but. He said, if it looks like they're gonna move on that fast, maybe he said, I'll tie everything all together at the end, but we should see him this week and next over there.
Okay.
And then, I have all the stuff for the Kennedy Road Bridge, and we have the money to do it, and maybe we'll address that, dip in Pike, Penny Avenue, where you call it Pike Hollow too. We got plenty of money to, you know, to do it, so even without the grant, we have extra money, so we might as well wrap up those projects.
Oh, we're not probably at the bottom of the.
Yeah, yeah. The culvert is ordered for down here by, Dennis Clark's old house. So as soon as that comes in, it ended up being a big one, so I had to get a squished one to put in there, because it's got so much wetland on each side and all that jazz. So it's probably gonna be another 3 or 4 weeks before we have the pipe, and then Coop will give us a hand putting it in. The village, really this doesn't have anything to do with the speed bumps or anything, but, I guess I'm looking for some direction on what we're responsible for as far as maintenance goes. Like, obviously they do the winter maintenance over there, but when they used to have their own crew, they used to take care of most of the summer maintenance as far as the ditching and shoulders and erosion and that kind of stuff. I was approached by the ski area a couple of weeks ago about down in front of the parking garage where that really steep bank comes out. It started taking out the edge of the, not really the edge of the road, but it started eating into the shoulder quite a ways. And Pat had me look at it, and I was kind of like, well, yeah, it's a problem and it should be fixed. But I said, I'm not really 100% sure whose responsibility it is. So, I mean, and that's what I told him. I said, you know, it's a town road. We pay to have it paved. I guess my feeling is we should do whatever we have to do to protect the pavement and whatever we need to do.
And we Hunter, have no agreement with them, so yeah. we really have to do what we have to do.
Yeah, I guess what I'm looking for is I don't want to go over there and start doing something and have somebody say, well, what the hell are you doing that for? It's always been their job.
Yeah.
You know, and Hunter took care of it this time, I think, but I guess going down the road, I'll try to just relay to Pat that, you know, if there's a problem, then talk and we'll figure it out.
Yeah. At least coordinate the.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I actually had kind of worked a bit of a half-ass deal with Hunter. I said if you provide the excavator, maybe we can truck some stone for you or something like that. We can work it together. Mm. And he was up for doing that until he gave me about 30 minutes notice on when he was going to show up, and I couldn't do it. I was like,
the stone he put in here were like 8, 9, 10 inches.
Oh, geez, it's got like 12-inch minus rock in there.
Yeah,
I mean, it's good. Yeah, it'll be all right. It'll work, you know.
Looks kind of wild.
Yeah, it does. It does, but it is what it is, you know.
Would they go to Mahon Green yet?
I would assume, yeah. I don't know
what
else they get.
I don't know if that was anything he had out of his or not.
Pretty much uniform in color.
I still haven't heard anything from Green Mountain Power on the West Jamaica Road, but I'll work on coming up with some.
Well, they were supposed to come back to us when they come up with a plan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the one thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about is the contractor that they've been using for a lot of their culvert work his work looks awful. And every town that I've talked to have said the same thing. And I think that we may want to put in our demands or whatever that we have some say about who they hire to put those in. And I think we can pretty much put any restriction on it we want. My niece's husband has been following those guys, fixing all their mess, and I've seen some of what they do, and it's a shit show. Yeah. I mean, they're, it's...
They just rented two cat excavators, small ones.
Yeah.
Who's the outfit that's doing it?
It's Buck Adams that's doing it, and I don't understand, I mean, I don't know much about the guy, but he's just...
Around here?
He's out of like...
He was in Bellas Falls for a long time.
Yeah.
He's got a place up in Chester.
Chester area, yeah. And he bought Renault's aggregate side of Renault's business, all of his pits and stuff, and he's going to run the gravel operation, and Daniels is going to run the do the bridges and stuff. But it's just something that I think I'd rather have the conversation now than when the guy's sitting here. But I think we ought to be thinking about maybe making sure that we have some say that, you know.
Well, we'll put you in as one of you guys as a supervisor when they put them in.
Yeah.
Make sure it's done right.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with that is in about 3 weeks, we're going to lose one guy for 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And if one of us has to sit there and babysit these clowns every day for 10 hours while they're screwing around, because there's about 11 culverts, and now two of them are big ones. Two of them are going to be 4-footers. And I don't know how the hell you're going to get 4 feet deep on the one. But it's what he wants, and it's another quasi-wetland issue, but the way he wrote the permit, we don't really have to deal with her that much. So it's just something to think about, and I already have a map of the culverts. I have them identified, and I'm going to pull some specs out of the Better Roads manual. So the one thing that my niece's husband told me today is, he said one of the problems he's been seeing is when they grind, they just put all that big junk material right back in the top of the road. So he said, as soon as you grade, you're ripping up 8 and 10 inch rocks and all this other crap. So he said, if I were you, I would tell them that when that stuff comes out of the ground, it leaves the site.
Yeah. Go away again. You put in the road.
I mean, in one place in Townsend, he said I hauled 2,700 yards of gravel into the town of Townsend to clean up their mess. Yeah. And Jay said they were grading into their culverts in Newfane the first pass. He said they were ripping culverts out of the ground, so they're not putting enough cover over them. So.
Well, we just have to make sure when the guy's here that, you know, tell him what we want.
Yeah, he understands it.
You gotta kind of be on site,
I mean,
the whole time they're there.
We say to him, look, we've got concerns about, you know, who you've been using for this work, you know, and we could say, hey, you know what? I mean, do we tell them, hey, we want to put it out to bid?
Well, they put it out to bid because they're paying for it.
Right,
you know,
right, but,
I mean,
you know, like...
Yeah.
I mean, other than you know, you or Stuart standing there for 10 hours a day watching them.
Yeah, that would make them hire an engineer.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, what's the solution, you know,
Well, we're making known when the power company's here, they put them in right or they're going to have to redo them.
Yeah.
We put that in the letter.
Yeah.
Agreement, whatever we come up with.
Yeah, so.
Didn't you say something about just... Part of the agreement would be for the town to approve the person they hire.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I just think we ought to just...
And we should come up with some specs.
Yeah.
At least 12 inches of cover.
Yeah, yeah. I can do that just out of the Better Roads manual. And the culverts pretty much dictate, the size of the culvert pretty much dictates what you're going to put over the top of it.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to kind of just brief you guys on it. So if all of a sudden this guy wants to be at the next meeting, we're kind of all on the... In the same mindset, you know, and just make sure that. I don't know. I don't even know when they're starting. I heard a rumor that they are having easement trouble down in Jamaica.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that means that they're, because when he left here in April, he made it sound like he was coming back in May and wanted it signed, sealed, and delivered.
They're in Whitingham now.
Yeah, well, they just moved into Turkey Mountain.
Yesterday
they moved, or last Friday they dropped a machine off, and then I guess. They had a bunch of state cops over there today because some knucklehead went off on the flagging crew, so Green Mountain Power called the cops on them, and I don't know, there was some kind of a ordeal over there. But anyway, I'll work on some specs, and then we can all take a look at it. And it's just a suggestion, but I think...
Yeah, well, we're going to get what we want to get.
Yeah.
It's going to be done right. It's
Yeah, I mean, we could throw something in there that says, you know, here are the specs, you know, and if you fail our first inspection, you're bringing in an engineer at your cost to.
To babysit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The pickup truck is in, I was planning on going to get it tomorrow,
New truck Tuesday.
The question is, the extended warranty is about $5,500, do we wanna buy the extended warranty with it or not?
It's a diesel, what's the warranty go to?
The diesel engine is like a 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty, but I don't know that that covers every electronic component of every, and the, what this extended warranty really covers is the electronics and some of the technological parts. The 5-year, 60,000 miles covers all the internally oiled parts of, you know, the transmission, the rear ends, the.
And none of them cover emissions equipment, right?
He did say that the.
I know Chevy doesn't cover emissions equipment, because Dan's dealing with a couple of things right now.
This does cover a fair amount of emissions, you can read it if you want, there's a, the bottom left box, it. The sales manager recommended it, but of course he does, because he's making money on it, but I think generally we get them, and I.
We always have.
Yeah, so, the price with the extended warranty is $70,431, the price without it is $64,931. So I'm just looking to give Ellie the amount of check we gotta take up with us tomorrow to pick it up. And I think what I will do is, Viking still has us on the schedule for the first week of August, but I think it would still be good to hang on to that other truck for a little bit, until we know that they're not gonna either have another guy get hurt, or one part of it isn't gonna come in or whatever, and Travis said, he said, we'll deal with buying your truck when you're ready to bring it up. He said, don't worry about it. He said, we'll work it out. He said, you don't have to trade it in tomorrow. He said, we'll deal with it later.
Okay.
So just whatever you guys think on the extended warranty, and then I'm working on getting a price on a plow and like a toolbox and some other stuff for it. You know, just
know this now, right?
This part of it, just the Ford part, I think
I think we should get it.
I make a motion to
buy the extended warranty.
Yeah, no, I do too. I think generally they generally pay for it.
$5,500 on it.
No. I mean, it's interesting, you know, like it says it covers the DEF system but not the catalyst.
Yeah.
So it doesn't cover any of the exhaust components.
No.
What was the amount of that check?
It's gotta be $70,431. And that's gonna be to G Stone. I can give you a copy of this if you want.
She just wanted an amount.
Yep. Yep. So we'll probably get that tomorrow.
That's for the G string.
I didn't know we were doing that at the town party.
Our brush hog is in and ready to be picked up, so we'll get that. And I suspect Dana will probably be starting on the roadsides in the next couple of weeks. And I don't really think I have much more.
Good. Say goodnight.
Tim is scheduled to go out middle of July still.
17th,
so,
right?
Yep. Unless anything changes. So, So that's about all I got for you.
Okay. Sounds good. We don't have any requests for a town hall or a rec area. Or...
Yeah, I'd like to have a town hall next Saturday.
This coming or the following?
This coming Saturday.
28?
Yeah.
What you doing?
Have a party.
G-strings.
That was the first. This...
Yep.
And second.
All in favor?
All right.
Now we have to do a
salary review.
Salary review. We
Did everybody get a sheet on it? I didn't get one.
I didn't get one either.
Yeah.
I've got a sheet on it, oh my god.
I thought it was in there.
Oh.
I have one, I think, that's why I didn't take it.
Oh, I didn't know what you were putting in there.
And Steve was gonna come tonight, but since there was so much on, but I think he's got a pretty good handle on the party, he's got most of the stuff ordered.
Invites.
Yeah, yeah.
We should almost have a separate meeting with fucking clowns the next time.
Oh.
Well, let's see what's going on.
They take up so much goddamn time.
Yeah, the next time shouldn't take up so much time, cause they, we got everything.
Well, that's when we're gonna start negotiating shit, so.
Oh, yeah.
They're gonna happen.
Yeah.
In 10 minutes, but.
We'll meet with Steve and find out where his bitches are and we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have those dates too on Mark being out and all this stuff? I'm talking about.
It's around August 13th. I have the exact dates written down at the shop and I was gonna reach out to Scott and see if he'd cover it.
Those are very top of Scott.
Okay.
Mark is.
Okay.
Well, Scott's willing to do it or?
Yeah.
Good.
The number at the top is what we've given for a raise for each of those years, I assume?
Yeah.
I think we did 5% last year, didn't we? For the last year?
Yeah, it kinda looks like that, yeah.
We usually do a percentage and.
The other 2 years, we must have a percent, we're gonna be the same the next.
I think usually they, we did the what, the percentage and then give everybody the same amount, so the people that are making a little less.
Do a percentage on the highest paid.
Yeah, yeah.
And then give everybody.
And then give everybody that amount, is what we've done in the past.
Let's do it again.
Sorry, me, I mean, it's only fair is that the lower paid gets same amount.
Yeah.
Of raise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. So we give the percentage on the big, pay and.
3%.
Right.
Whatever.
It was 3%.
Cause they never give 5%, I mean.
Yeah.
A lot of years ago we did, but it's.
Well, why don't we do 4%? Right, we do 4% off the top dollar. That creates the amount and then everybody gets that. So move.
Okay, 4% with 4%.
38.21 plus 4%. That's bad math, I think.
38, what'd you say, 38.1?
38.21.
38.21 is the highest paid.
$1.52?
That's what I came up with.
$1.53?
$1.53.
Yeah.
$1.53?
Just seemed funny that it was less than what we did last year.
Unless we just rounded, cause that's a pretty round figure for a percentage, so you, somebody might have just said.
$1.60 then.
$1.60 again.
Yeah, we'll do $1.60 again, cause.
Oh, and as you can see, the stonework is all done.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I drove up, went up to your place, oh, that, yeah.
Looks good.
Cemetery looks real nice.
Yeah, he does a nice job.
Grass crew.
Yeah. I have a sack of it down there, I'll tell you what it is, I buy it from Gwen. Is what Tim did in your field satisfactory?
It'll be smoother than the rest of it.
Okay, alright, yep. Just wanna make sure.
I don't know, I'll tell you when I mow it.
Alright. Oh, and you should bill us for probably about 5 yards of topsoil. We also fertilize that though too.
Yeah.
You know, we threw, I had like a half a bag of pelletized fertilizer, so we just, but it grew fast. It looks like it's been there a long time.
Oh, yeah, it needs to be mowed.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
So it's gonna be pissed and everything's gonna mow.
So I got Boomer doing $1.60.
Yep.
Second from.
A second.
Alright.
Aye.
You ever do the minutes?
So moved.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, let's adjourn.
Let's adjourn.
Yes.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Where would you get beach sand?
At the beach.
You want real light colored stuff or just clean sand?
I prefer it be light in color, but I mean, I'm leaning towards washed mound sand.
Probably the lightest.
Daly's?
I feel like Daly's is Peckham, right?
Yeah.
Over in Shaftesbury.
Yeah, it is very dark.
Yeah, I think it's really on the gray brown side.
Where are you getting that stuff?
SLC have anything?
Let me stop this.
SL, or whatever they, WCS now, I guess.
What is that, up in Orange?
Yeah.